Chapter 213, The Excellence of Optional Tarawih Prayer During Ramadan. 1187. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'He who observes optional prayer, Tarawih prayers, throughout Ramadan out of sincerity of faith and in the hope of earning reward will have his past sins pardoned.'" Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 1188. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to urge the people to perform optional Tarawih prayer at night during the month of Ramadan. He did not order them or make it obligatory on them. He, peace be upon him, said, 'Whosoever performs optional Tarawih prayers at night during the month of Ramadan with faith and in the hope of receiving Allah's reward will have his past sins forgiven.'" Muslim. Commentary. This hadith highlights the following points. 1. Qiyam in the month of Ramadan is a much stressed act and has great importance from the viewpoint of reward and award. 2. The sins which are pardoned through it are minor sins, because major sins are not forgiven unless one makes sincere repentance and compensates those whom he has wronged. 3. That Qiyam during the month of Ramadan was the practice of the Prophet, peace be upon him. During the course of a Ramadan, he made Qiyam for 3 nights consecutively. That is, he performed this Nafl Salat in congregation with his companions. On the 4th night, when his companions gathered for this purpose, he said to them, "I am afraid it will be made obligatory for you." So, in spite of their desire to join him in this prayer, he did not lead the Salat that night. How many rak'ah did he perform in congregation in these 3 nights is a pertinent question here. According to Ahadith, their total comes to 11, 8 rak'ah and 3 witr. Thus, the masnoon number of rak'ah of Qiyam Ramadan is 11. 4. This Nafl Salat has been interpreted in Ahadith as Qiyam Ramadan. Later on, they were named Tarawih. Tarawih is the plural of Tarviha. Since the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and the successors to the companions used to make a lengthy qiyam in them, and they would take rest after performing every 4 rak'ah, this is how these came to be named Tarawih, rest prayer. 4 rak'ah are called Tarviha. 5. Tarawih are in fact tahajjud prayers. For the sake of convenience and benefit of the maximum number of people, it is performed in the month of Ramadan, soon after Isha prayer, along with the latter, which is the early time for tahajjud prayers. 6. That the Tarawih were performed in congregation is established from the conduct of the Prophet, peace be upon him. He led this Salat on 23rd, 25th, and 27th of Ramadan. During his caliphate, Umar radiallahu anhu started it again and ordered Ubay bin Ka'b and Tamim ad-Dari to perform them in congregation. He enjoined them to perform 8 rak'ah Tarawih and 3 rak'ah Witr. This practice has been going on ever since. 7. Some people say that performing Tarawih in congregation is a bidah, innovation in religion, because it was introduced in the reign of Umar radiallahu anhu. But this is not correct, because it is established that the Prophet, peace be upon him, did not continue it out of fear that it will be made obligatory. Otherwise, he would have carried on with it. When the fear that this practice be made obligatory was over, Umar radiallahu anhu gave it the form of a nafl prayer and revived the mode of performing it collectively and thus fulfilled the desire of the Prophet, peace be upon him. In spite of all these facts, it is still permissible for one to perform Tarawih individually in the late hours of the night. Since ordinary people are not capable of performing it individually, the step taken by Umar radiallahu anhu is perfectly correct. If this had not been done, the majority of the people will have remained deprived of the blessings and reward of Qiyamul Layl, which would have been a great deprivation indeed. 8. 20 rak'ah Tarawih is not confirmed from any authentic hadith, nor its ascription to Umar radiallahu anhu is proved from any reliable mutassil, connected hadith. A claim has been made in a munqata, disconnected narration, that in the days of Umar radiallahu anhu, people used to perform 20, 36, and 40 rak'ah of Tarawih, out of which one can at best infer the justification for more than 8 rak'ah nafl prayer. Even then, the Masnoon Taraweeh will be 8 rak'ah only, and more or less than that will be Ghair Masnoon. 9. In Taraweeh, that is Qiyam Ramadan, lengthy Qiyam is Masnoon, but it must be borne in mind that the Quran must be recited according to the principles of Ilmu Tajweed, with clear and distinct voice at a slow pace. Many of the Qura recite so fast that it is hard for one to understand, let alone concentrate on what is being recited. Such recitation is a means of retribution rather than reward. A new system is now in vogue. According to this fashion, the whole Quran is finished within a few days, and 8 to 10 parts of it are recited daily in Taraweeh. There are hundreds of thousands of people in the audience. After listening the Quran for a few days, these people console themselves that they have heard the entire Quran in Taraweeh and are now free to pay full attention to their business to make the best of the Eid season. They do not care to know whether the Qari is reciting the Quran or something else.